This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It is Monday as we record this. I hope you're well. I hope you had a good weekend as well. It was another epic weekend here in Cape Town. The Cape Town Sevens took place, if you're a rugby fan. And yeah, I was out there on Saturday. Magnificent day of rugby. Unfortunately, not going our way. Congratulations to the Kiwis. I know we've got quite a few New Zealanders that listen to the show. But New Zealand winning the Cape Town leg. South African team finishing thirds on the weekend. But what a great weekend it was. Coming up this week here on the Kona Edge, this coming Thursday as we record this, your chance to be part of something very different, something we've not done before here on the Kona Edge, and that is something called In Transition, your chance to hang out with some of the best athletes in the world. And I want you literally to be part of this thing. I'm going to guide the conversation, but it is up to you who pitch up on the day to ask the questions, bring your A game, because I can tell you our guest this time around will be bringing theirs. We're going to be chatting to Kyle Buckingham, your chance to hang out with Kyle and ask any questions you want. It's going to be pretty cool. It's difficult to explain on a podcast how it's going to work, but yeah, you can ask your questions via the chat function and I'll ask it for you, or literally we can click you on, you can turn your microphone on and your webcam and you can be part of the conversation. So I think it's going to be pretty cool and you can register for it right now. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is head over to this URL, okay? It is thekonaedge.com/transition. That's where you can get registered now and claim your seat. Seats are limited, and I think it is going to be a lot of fun. That's Thursday, the 14th of December. All the times are on that page, depending on where you are in the world. We're going to be doing it evening our time, so 8 p.m. If you're on the east coast of the United States, it's around about lunchtime. If you're west coast, it's mid-morning. If you're in Australia or New Zealand, it's early morning on Friday, your time. So if you're in Europe, pretty much the same as us, early evening. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/transition. You can get all the details there. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be chatting to Stefano Passerello. Going to be talking about his run, and he is a monster on the run. He ran a 2:53, I think it was, on the Big Islands this year. I mean, that is super fast. As an age grouper, incredible. We're going to find out exactly how he did that. That's all coming your way. And a massive thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It's brought to you by Health IQ. According to a study by Lee et al. That was published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology in 2014, runners have a 30% lower risk of all-cause mortality and a 45% lower risk of death from heart disease. So, as an athlete yourself, why shouldn't you be rewarded for that? Historically, you get penalized by your life insurance company for your family history, your BMI, as well as other attributes, but you don't get rewarded for the health-conscious sort of lifestyle that you lead and the choices that you make. The good news is that changes right now. Now you can get rewarded. Health IQ have special rates for athletes just like you, so you can qualify through their Health IQ or other lifestyle quizzes like their cycling IQ or running IQ. And it's pretty cool too, because you can also get additional savings for submitting race results. Also, you can hook up your Strava or Runkeeper and submit actual data and get rewarded that way. You know, like if you're a good driver, you get rewarded for with your motor insurance for being a good driver. Well, this works pretty much the same way because of Health IQ's unique mortality model on the health conscious, and they have lower rates for health conscious people. The URL to get to, if you'd like to find out more, is healthiq.com/Kona. And in doing so, you can get yourself an obligation-free quote. We can see how much we can save you. And on top of that, you'll be supporting the Kona Edge as well. That URL, once again, is healthiq.com/Kona. We're back to Hong Kong to catch up with Stefano Passerello today. Stefano, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Your run in Kona this year was superb. The fastest age grouper run split on the islands. Just looking at those splits, I think you got off or got out of the water. You were 220th in your age group in the rank for the swim, 213th for the bike, and you were the fastest on the run. You must have passed so many people on that run. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a lot of zigzag. I don't want to I don't want to brag, but I think without zigzagging, I could have run even a little bit faster than that.
253.23 was the official run split. Stefano, you come from a running background, and we've spoken about it so often here on the Kona Edge that whether you like it or not, triathlon is a running sport, and particularly Ironman. When the rubber meets the road, it's that second half of the marathon. And coming from a very strong running background, as you do, it makes life a little bit easier, particularly in a race like Kona where conditions are tough, that if you are a strong runner, you can make up a lot of time in that marathon.
Yeah, I fully concur with that. Although there is one psychological angle that we need to consider. You cannot just be a good runner. You need to be a patient runner. Because if you think how many people are passing you, either in the ride or in the swim, you kind of lose your sanity if you're a little bit competitive, because you need to wait for your turn to shine. And that's it. It happened to me. All the either half Ironman or, I mean, Ironman I just did one, so I don't have any other comparison. I needed to be patient until the moment I could finally go back home to my running shoes. So, well, that's what happened. And I had full of energy to run, and I ran happy all the way through the marathon.
You make such an important point there, Stefan, especially if you look at, I mean, we spoke about your sort of type A personality, but there's a lot of the athletes that race in Kona and in 70.3 Worlds are that sort of type A personality, and they hate losing. And it's easy, as you say, someone comes past you on the bike, and if you look at their number, you realize they may be two or three age groups older than you, and you go, there's no ways I'm going to let them beat you. But if you're not the strongest on the bike and the run is your sort of wheelhouse, you can blow your run by going out way too hard on the bike.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, not just in the run, you can blow your mind, man. You can blow it out, because I am pretty atypical when it comes to training and nutrition. And, you know, walking down Ali Drive 3-4 days before Kona and you see these perfectly shaped people, it's really, really distressing, especially when you are a hairy Italian. I don't shave yet because I'm still a runner. And I'm small, and I was looking at these big guys, and I was like, oh man. And everybody were eating, like, I mean, everybody eat a lot, you know. They were in my opinion, overfeeding, a lot of carbs, a lot of bars, a lot of stuff on the street, and I'm always carb restricted. So I was like, oh man, probably I will do something bad. But actually I just needed to trust in my rules and not be influenced by other judgment. And there is a high level of competitiveness, not just in the bike, run, or swim. Is also off the race. I mean, it's pretty stressful, I must say. Yeah.
Stefano, looking at your run performance, you've got ability. There's no two ways about it. Sub 2:30 marathon personal best. So you can run. What advice would you have for someone who's possibly not the greatest of runners? Maybe they're stronger on the bike, stronger in the water, and they want to improve their run. What advice would you give to someone who wants to get better in that final leg?
Yeah, in one word, run. Run more. That's the thing. Run more and run slower. Frankly speaking, I don't want to sound too, self-confident. Don't waste your time doing interval training on the track. Somebody will swear that it's the only way to go. I think it's the only way to get injured. So what I would do is, if you're doing now 40 to 50 kilometer per week, or 30 or 40 kilometer per week, just do 20-30% more. Get to 60 if you want to improve. Get to 70 if you want to improve. The more you run, even slow, the faster you become. And running technique comes by itself pretty much. But if I need to give a piece of advice, shorten your stride to avoid risk of injury, and run. Enjoy running, run at slow pace, run with your family, run with your wife, run with your father, run with your son. Run. That's the only way.
I love that. And what you said, we spoke about it quite a bit in our first chat. Run slow. It almost sounds counterintuitive, where someone goes, oh, well, I don't want to run slow, I want to run fast. But you proved to that. You don't have to be running fast in your training runs to be able to run a fast marathon.
Absolutely. I mean, my Strava is public. You can see how fast I run. So I'm not lying. I'm not trying to prove a point. I have no way and no reason to prove points here. I mean, I'm just sharing what are my findings, and I can see a lot of people suffering because of injury, and they get injured because they go hard on the track, and then they complain, and then they jeopardize the season, the race, and whatever. There is another little trick, but probably you will ask me about this later, and it's about nutrition. I don't just run, but I run fasted. So, but maybe we can discuss this a little bit later.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we can wrap the run up there, and we'll save the nutrition for next week. But Stefano, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. I look forward to that nutrition chat because I think that is a big part in what you do and the key to your success. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Thank you very much, Brad. See you later.
Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to theKonaEdge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to theKonaEdge.com/coaching. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Kona Edge. Before I go, a quick iTunes review going in this past weekend from Mama George in Australia, giving us a 5-star, saying the Suzanne Davis podcast. 5 stars for that one. Fabulous interview and insight into being an Iron Woman, especially how she juggles being a mum and the training load. Suzanne's tips for the older athletes are also great. Thanks for a great listen. It is. I thoroughly enjoyed it. If you haven't listened to it yet, it's a week or so ago here on the Kona Edge. It was last week, if I recall correctly. Go check it out. Suzanne Davis's story as we chatted here on the Kona Edge. I thought it was fantastic. Mama George in Australia, thank you so much for that 5-star review. If you haven't left one yet, please consider doing so. Literally only takes you a couple of seconds and it helps us out immensely. We're back again tomorrow with the next edition of the Kona Edge. Don't forget Thursday, your chance to hang out in transition with Kyle Buckingham. The URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/transition. And a massive thank you to our sponsor today. The show was brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Simply go to healthiq.com/Kona to support the show and simply text the word Health IQ. That's all one word, Health IQ, to 44222, and I'll send you the details straight back. That URL once again is healthiq.com/Kona. You can also click in the show notes to this episode of the podcast, or just scroll down in the podcast player that you're listening to, and you can click straight through from there as well. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a superb Monday. We'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.